Guerrilla Marketing, page 83.
Imagine this. You're parked in a parking lot. You want to leave, but you can't. Another car is right behind you. There's a note on the car window. It says, "Sorry, I had to run. Feel free to get inside and move the car." You see the keys are inside. You move the car. Then you find out this is an ad for a car company. It's another way to say, "Please try the car." And you just did. This is an example of guerrilla marketing. Guerrilla marketing is a unique way to advertise for very little money. It's usually very surprising or unusual. It often uses everyday locations, such as streets, sidewalks, and walls. Sometimes the advertisements are even in buses and trains. Guerrilla marketing sends a message, and it's often artistic, too. Here are some more examples. You're on the subway. The train starts to move. You reach up to hold the bar so you don't fall. The bar is actually a large weight from the gym. It looks like you're lifting it. It's amazing. Then you see the ad for a health and fitness club. You're crossing the street. You look down. There's a barbecue grill in the street. It looks like an interesting sculpture. Then you see the writing. It's an ad for a barbecue equipment company. The company used a hole in the street to advertise its products. You're walking in town. Suddenly, you see some letters and words on the ground. The letters and words look very artistic. Did a graffiti artist put them there? You stop and read the words. No, it is not art. The words say, "ASDA, saving you money every day." ASDA is a supermarket, and this is an ad. Why do companies love guerrilla advertising? It's cheap and it works. All they need are some inexpensive materials and a lot of imagination. So the next time you see something unusual in the street or on the bus, look again. Maybe it's a guerrilla ad.